Those who watched the Prosus and Naspers share prices drop sharply over the past few weeks, but were too cautious to take advantage of the bargain, should be kicking themselves today. Not owning shares in the company has always been a bet against Bob van Dijk's management team. In essence, it was based on a view that management would not be successful in finding a way to cut the massive discount at which the shares trade relative to the group's holding in Chinese internet giant Tencent. Today, van Dijk and co. came through in a big way for shareholders who've kept the faith. Here's how van Dijk shared the news at today's teleconference.
When I look at the very strong operational performance and I compare that where markets are trading, there is really a very significant disconnect. But at the same time, that is actually a big opportunity to unlock value for shareholders. And to address that disconnect, this morning we've announced the start of an open-ended share repurchase program of Prosus and Naspers shares.
What this means is Prosus has ended its strictly imposed but voluntary lockup of Tencent shares that are worth $140 billion or 2.2 trillion rand to it at the current share price. Van Dijk and his team will now sell as many Tencent shares as they like and use that cash to buy their own deeply discounted Prosus shares. On Friday, Naspers shares traded at a 60% discount to its net asset value, Prosus stock at over 50%. That gap has already closed quite a bit after both shares gained more than 15% this morning on the latest news.
So the program is designed to increase net asset value per share. So it takes advantage of both Prosus and Naspers trading discounts to their underlying net asset value. And this is possible as we'll be selling Tencent shares at market price and repurchasing Prosus and Naspers shares, which trade at a large discount to the look-through value of Tencent. Just to give an example, right, based on current prices and discount, a $10 billion buyback program would enhance the net asset value per share at Prosus by 9%. If we run this buyback at 20 or 30 billion, this would deliver enhancements of around 20 and 40% respectively.
Which raises some obvious questions that I was able to pose to Van Dijk during the telecon. I see the share price is up 12% today, so shareholders obviously love the news. Just two things. Your discussions with Tencent about this, you say that they are supportive of removing the voluntary arrangement that you previously had. Can you just give us some insight into what happened there? And the second point is the obvious one. What level of discount would you be comfortable with, given now that you've given yourself the facility to close this to perhaps even zero?
Yes, thanks, Alec. To the first question, I think the reality that we are facing is a really extraordinary one, right? Operational performance for the group is exceptionally strong, and we see that we have core businesses that are profitable and increasing profitability, and that's the case in payments, it's the case in food, it's the case in classifieds. And we're also seeing strong growth in adjacencies. And at the same time, we see a really weak stock price performance, right? We can be explicit about that. And that creates, look, it's an issue, but it's also an opportunity. And I think what the program does, and the reason why Tencent is supportive of withdrawing the lockup, is it actually makes use of that inefficiency. And at the same time, our exposure per share, per Prosus and per Naspers share to Tencent actually increases because of this. It is an opportunity created by a market imperfection that we're going to make use of at scale. That doesn't reduce our shareholders' exposure to Tencent. So I think that is why I think it's a big bazooka idea to address a market inefficiency, but that also retains our exposure to one of the best companies in the world per share. To the second question, look, the way we set it is we will continue to do this as long as the discount is at levels, and now it's most certainly at very elevated levels.
Does that answer your questions, Alec?
Yeah, it does. Excepting I'd like a little more detail on what elevated levels means.
I'm sure you do. No, look, we are certainly at the level where we are an exceptionally elevated discount, and we'll make use of that.
Prosus also announced today that it has realized $3.7 billion from the sale of its stake in JD.com. Add to that a near infinite source of money now available from its Tencent shares, plus share prices of potential takeover targets having dropped sharply, and the group could hardly be better positioned for an acquisition spree. It's a topic that both Duncan MacLeod and I picked up on later in the telecon. Here's Duncan from Tech Central.
I wanted to find out or get your view whether you're seeing more global tech investment opportunities emerging for Prosus as interest rates rise and as asset values deflate.
Look, I think market pricing is at a level that I think the discrepancy, if I look at our portfolio, between our operational performance and then market appreciation is very large. It's a very unusual time in history. I think what we like is that we have exposure to models that we think are really good. Like we feel good about our food portfolio, we feel great about our classifieds portfolio, about ad tech. We do look at opportunities, but I think the best opportunities are frankly in our own business, right? So we have invested. You've seen that in the results in accelerating our own businesses. And I think that's been a good investment that will pay off over time. Now with the repurchase program, we're effectively investing in our own stock, which I also think is an excellent investment. When it comes to external investments, look, I think asset prices have come down, but cost of capital has gone up. So I think we want to be very mindful. We set a high bar for anything new that we would get into, given the reality we're facing.
The next question is from Alec Hogg.
Thanks very much. It is actually related to what Duncan said earlier, but more specific. In EdTech, with your continued investment there and in food delivery, I'd like to get a sense of whether you're looking at some obvious acquisition potential to you, for instance, is it a fraction of the price that it was a little while ago? You've got the cash, especially from the JD sale. And then in food delivery, just a thought on missing out on Just Eat, and if you would now be able to reassess acquisitions in that area, which would be at a fraction of what you would have had to pay for that.
Yeah, there's a few components to that, Alec. I think I like how you say missing out on Just Eat. If I look at the results of Just Eat, I don't think we missed out. I think we managed to stay disciplined and not pay a price that now turned out to be a vast overpayment. So I feel really good about that outcome in particular. Are there opportunities out there in the market? I would say potentially, and obviously we look quite carefully at what is out there. I think the flip side of it is that cost of capital is up. I think we are really confident about our own assets, right? If I look at the performance of iFood in Brazil, it gives me a lot of reasons to smile. If I look at Swiggy, it's a lot of good news. Delivery Hero's core business is also doing exceptionally well. There are other assets that are underpriced for a reason. So we're going to be very disciplined and sensible about it. But if we see the right thing at the right price, we might make a move. But the bar is high.
That's good news all round, as today's share price movement confirms. Prosus is now in the enviable position of getting permission to access a potential mountain of cash by selling its previously locked up Tencent shares, and able to eye takeover opportunities offered at knockdown prices because of the recent stock market meltdown. The excitement, it seems, has only just begun. But for some money managers, could have happened a lot earlier. On the other hand, rather late than never. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.